Are there things that are so precious to us, so important to us, so special, something we would be willing to give everything we have, sell everything we have to acquire this one thing? You know, you see these parables in the gospel where he sells everything he has for this field with this treasure in it, or the man who sold everything he had for a pearl of great price. Would we be willing to give up everything for something? Give up our family, our possessions, our job, our life? Now, if we sat and thought about it, we might actually say, yes, there would be something that I would give up everything in the world for. And I'm not necessarily talking about a possession. I'm not necessarily talking about, oh yes, if someone offered me a, you know, $5 million house in Aspen, if I sold everything, I could move there and live in that house for the rest of my life. I'm not talking about something specifically like that. There might be other things in our lives that we would consider. Maybe job opportunities. Maybe being with someone for the rest of our life that we miss, that we've lost. You know, there might be many things. And you know, if we look at these parables from an earthly standpoint, from a material standpoint, these sound like good investments, don't they? You know, sell everything you have, but then you get this land with the treasure in it. Not just you get the treasure, you also get the land. That sounds like a great investment. We know how, you know, they're not making land anymore, as they say up in Montana. You know, they're not making land anymore. So land values just keep going up and up and up. So, you know, he buys this land. Oh, that's a great investment. Or that pearl. Okay, he might have bought it at this price, but you know, the prices of pearls keep going up. You know, he made a good investment here. Of course, that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about being wise investors. He's not Warren Buffett. He's talking a much deeper level. And of course, when we look at the Gospels, when we look at the Scriptures, there's always a much deeper level. We can always keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper into the Scriptures. And of course, this idea of the kingdom of heaven as the treasure in the field, as the pearl of great price. What Jesus is telling us is the kingdom of heaven is far more valuable than anything in the world. That there is nothing in this world that is more precious or should be more precious to us than the kingdom of heaven. And that we should be willing to give up everything for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. How many of us are willing to do that? How many of us today would be willing to say, I'm willing to give up everything, even my very life, for the kingdom of heaven? You know, if we're honest, I'd say most of us, even those of us who work for the church, we can't say yes to that. Sure, I give up this stuff, you know, all these possessions. I don't really care about these possessions. I don't really care about this. But I got to hang on to this. I've got things I need. I need my family. I need my life. I need my health, whatever it might be. And, you know, that's something we need to examine. If we are to truly be disciples of Christ, if we are to truly follow him, we need to be able to say, yes, Lord, I am willing to give up everything for you, just as the apostles did. You look at the calling stories of the apostles, such as St. Peter, literally just walked away from his job. John and James, they just dropped the nets. They left their dad sitting there on the boat and followed our Lord. Now, they ended up turning back, but they did give their life to Christ. And eventually they did give everything for him. That is what we are called to do. And the reason, I think, for most of us why we don't is we don't have understanding of the importance of the kingdom of God. Now, this understanding I'm talking about is not just head knowledge. It's not just book learning. It's not just, well, I've read enough of the catechism, and I have studied this saint and that saint and this theology and that spirituality, so now I understand. Again, it's far deeper. It's not human comprehension. It's divine understanding. It's the understanding that comes to us as a gift of the Holy Spirit. This is what Solomon asked for in our first reading. You know, he could have asked for anything in the world and beyond from God. He could ask for riches. He could ask for large family. He could have asked for more land for the people of Israel and so on. But he didn't. He asked for understanding. He asked for the wisdom to understand what he needed to do, who he needed to be as the king of Israel. Now, he didn't live up to that. You read further in the story, and he becomes kind of full of himself, to put it frankly. He feels the power, let's just put it that way. But he asked for that gift of the Holy Spirit. And that is what we are called to do as disciples, is ask for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially that gift of understanding. Because it doesn't come through human learning. You can't find the gift of the Holy Spirit in a book. You can't find it in a classroom. It comes from speaking to our Lord and asking for that gift of the Holy Spirit. It comes when we ask for those gifts of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. They work together to give us that true understanding that Solomon had. So why would we want to do this? Why would we want this understanding where we're willing to give up everything for the Holy Spirit? Well, St. Paul tells us, we know that all things work for good for those who love God. We're fallen beings. We turn away from God. We fall into sin. We don't always understand what's best for us. We think maybe our possessions are what's best for us. We think maybe a person who's actually hurting us. How many times have we seen family members and friends get into relationships with people that you know are just going to hurt them and continue to hurt them throughout their relationship? And yet they think that relationship is the best thing for them at that moment. We don't understand what's best for us, but through the wisdom of God, through the understanding that comes from the Holy Spirit, we see what is best for us. And that being willing to give up the things on earth for the kingdom of heaven is far more valuable, if we want to use that term, to us than any of our things, any of the people of earth, anything here on earth. So may we seek that wisdom, that understanding from the Holy Spirit, and seek that treasure buried in the field. Seek that pearl of great price.